Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody looks what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound?
Kind of got broken up, but anyway, on this Monday night thing, a lot of crazy things going down and stuff. So here momentarily, we'll be getting Russell on here and everything. So here he is. What's up, brother?
Oh, hey, not a whole lot, brother, man. Just watching everything that's going on. Sometimes in a kind of I told you so state of mind, and sometimes in a where the hell did that come from?
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, some shit went down in New Mexico up in Santa Fe. They tore down one of the statues up there. I want to talk about that in a minute. And they did it illegally, by the way, and they are in a lot of trouble with the feds right now, so we're going to talk about that. But meanwhile, Russell, my dinner just got done, so I'm going to let you talk for about 10 minutes, and I'll be right back as soon as I can.
All right, brother, that sounds good, man. Enjoy your dinner.
All right.
We'll sit down there. We'll talk to you in a minute.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, man. What do y'all want to start with tonight, man? Shall we start with Biden's gas-filled campaign? I mean, Lord, I find it quite amusing. Well, I don't know if amusing is the right word to use or not, ladies and gentlemen. These people, they come out on national TV and they say just the opposite of what they previously said. I'm talking about just a few months ago doing primary, and it's right there on video. And when they're called out on it, they call the people doing the calling out liars. The one thing, it's with this fracking. We have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden both on video doing the pine barrens, and oh, we're ending fracking. It's the end of that. We're going 100% green, da da da. And now here we go. They're calling our president a liar because he called them out on it. And they said, oh, no, no, we're going to frack, and da da da. Pennsylvania, Joe Biden loves fracking. I mean, how incredible. I mean, what kind of mindset does it have? How superior do you have to think you are to the people that you are talking to the people of this country, you and I, to think that they're not going to recognize this and not see this? You have Joe Biden talking to the construction worker at one of his campaign stops, telling him how he doesn't work for him. I'm sorry, Mr. Biden, you work for us. That's how all this is supposed to work. You are not a leader. I hate that term because I wouldn't follow any of these people to the porta can. It's absolutely enraging to anybody that's got half of, well, for anybody who isn't suffering from dementia and has half a brain to speak for themselves, it's downright insulting. And then you have the people outside trying to defend them. Oh, well, Biden said he's only raising taxes on people making $400,000 a year. It's not going to affect middle America. Ladies and gentlemen, we sat right there at the first presidential debate and heard Joe Biden said he was going to repeal the Trump tax cut. Well, the Trump tax cuts are you and I too, all right? They are you and I. And yes, did I like my tax cut? You bet your buddy did. I went from paying almost 30% to about 15%, which was a blessing. I am back.
Sorry about that. But go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I've got to catch my breath.
Okay. But, repealing the Trump tax cut is repealing middle America's tax cut, you and I. And ladies and gentlemen, y'all have been told this, and y'all know this. And why it'll lead you, I don't know, all right? Raising taxes on businesses, all right, until they rewrite the tax code, that does nothing. You know why? Because they're not going to pay those taxes. You and I are. So we're going to get a double whammy on that deal, okay?
We're already
as it is. You're breaking up, Joseph. Do something there, brother. You sound real muffled.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, you still got it.
Still got it. How's that? Is that better?
You got it. You get feedback, too.
Okay. We're paying double on taxes.
Oh, whatever you did didn't fix it, brother. You're more messed up than a football bat right now. Hello? But anyway, so Joseph gets the technical difficulties worked out there. It's kind of hard on the New Mexico end things there. A lot of their communication lines are still ran off the power poles and stuff like that. So wind and that kind of stuff does affect them some. So I'm sure he'll get it squared away here shortly. But getting back to the tax cut things, you know, they're going to pass on those taxes to us, all right? And just some of the stuff going around. Oh, Trump said this and Trump said that one thing. Let me tell you, all right, tax cuts, yes, I appreciate it. I love it. It just put more money in my pocket. Did he want to do more? Yes, but you got to remember, he's not just fighting the Democratic Party. He's fighting establishment rhinos. Right now, they're having a big thing about the military and stuff like this. And yes, right now, the higher command and stuff, they're not liking Trump very much at all. And I'm going to tell you right now, your rank and file troopers love him to death. We all do. He has straightened a wonderful job, straightened out the VA for us, and gave us choice and everything else. But these generals you keep hearing about and reading about, they are the people that are owned by the IMF. And right now, they're having a cow because he said he's going to cut down the amount of troops in Afghanistan down to 2,500. Well, they're not liking that. Why? It's no for no other reason. President Trump's 100% right. We have no business in these wars that go on for 15, 20 years. We are not the world policemen. And what has been happening, and I know this is going to piss some people off, but y'all just kind of try to bear with me a little bit. What has been happening in all these years is these wars, these long, drawn out, never-ending wars, never been about freedom. They've never been about change. They've never been about anything but feeding the profits of the industrial military complex. And those profits are fed by the lives, the arms, the legs of our young men and women that serve. And that's the God honest truth and stuff. Yes, they loved Trump when he first come in. He rebuilt the military that Obama and Biden tore down.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's much better, brother.
All righty.
He gave all the new toys they wanted, all the money to get it and stuff like that, and they loved him. But he's pulling us out of this war, which is a promise, which we have no business being in the first place. There's
right.
No reason in the world to be in Afghanistan for 20 fucking years, all right, ladies and
right.
gentlemen. We could have been in and out of there in 6 months, but it's about fueling the industrial military complex, and that's
mm-hmm.
why all these generals are having a cow right now, because he said, well, we're going to drop our troop numbers down to 2,500, which is
right.
more than ample. Which is more than ample. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, Virgil and I have talked about this, and Joseph and I have talked about this in detail and stuff. They're not having to. Yes, they got to build all these new aircraft and all the finest and best of the new war toys and all that. But you know what? They're not getting to replace it because they're not getting shot up. They're not getting shot
mm-hmm.
out of the air. Not getting blown up. Ladies and gentlemen, they have been training And I'm going to say it again.
And that's
this
what
really
Trump said.
And,
Trump said that very same thing. They're not getting shot up. They're just sitting there wasting. You know?
Well, not wasting. They are needed. We need to have the finest and best
mm-hmm.
ready to go when it comes
mm-hmm.
to defending us, the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But their problem is they're not being replaced and not getting shot up, so they're not making that ongoing money. In all Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
all the way
right.
to Korea has been nothing but bottom line for these big contractors that do defense building, the weapons, the planes, the tanks.
And here's the number one question we're going to. I want to ask. Russell, I'm going to put this out there while we're on the subject. They want to know where all these congressmen and senators are getting all their millions at. They're getting it from the war. Kickbacks.
Well,
that's where they're getting it.
A lot of it is. And, you know, Joseph, a lot of it does come from the industrial military complex. That's why you've heard some of these McConnell and all those guys are
mm-hmm.
by the industrial military complex.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a reason in the world for us to still be in Afghanistan. We could have been in and out of there in 2-3 years, tops. You know,
and not only that, brother, we don't need to really be in any of these wars that we're in. I mean, we shouldn't be in, like you said, Afghanistan, Iraq. That was a war we really shouldn't have been in either, you know, and stuff. But again, what, it's like a Ferengi saying, war is good for business.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Well, it, exactly, that's it. But it's what Christ, you know, the lives of our lives, the arms, the legs, the appendages of our young women.
Right.
And
oh, yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? There is a time to go to war. And there's a time to fight, and there's a time to go all at it, as in World War One and World War Two. And we took care of business, and we brought our boys home and got back to it. But these long drawn-out wars have been nothing more than feeding the industrial military complex and their investors billions upon billions upon trillions of dollars year after year after year. I mean, and right now, the only reason for us to be in Afghanistan is we're guarding the poppy fields for Big Pharma and the CIA. That's all we're doing in Afghanistan.
And not only that, while we're doing it, brother, the Rothschilds are getting filthy rich. That's how they make their trillions and trillions of dollars, you know. Rothschilds, Soros, Mike Bloomberg, they all make their billions off this. And everything, you know, and that's why Trump is trying to cut the arms off that's supplying these congressmen and senators all this big money. He's like, you know, this needs to stop. This is wasteful money. That's what he's doing.
Well, no, it's not that simple, Joseph. It's not wasteful money. But it's still got money any way you want to look at it, you know, and that's all money that could be spent on lots of different things. Like I said, there's just absolutely no reason. And now you've got to remember, and I know we've talked about this in depth on the show too, Joseph, the last president that tried to tackle these people wound up assassinated. And this COVID thing break out in the White House and the Senate. It's amazing it just hit the White House and it just hit Republicans, and that was your assassination attempt right there.
Yeah, sure was.
No two ways around it. You can shake your head and disbelief if you want to. But that's what it was. And Trump is back, and he's going. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not worship the ground that President Trump walks on. I've got some serious issues with the man on this thing, but I'm thinking that he just did what he had to do this term to get the ball rolling, and I'm really hoping.
One thing I like about the man, you could knock him down like that, and he gets right back up and says, "All right, fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm going to get every one of you bastards."
He is fighting. That's why we were elected him. We didn't want another politician. We wanted somebody. And for all intents and purposes, Trump is done. And come on, man. Two peace deals in the Middle East in 4 years. They said, oh, it was impossible. It can't be done. They found common ground for these people to work together on. We're going to follow suit. If it was anybody but Trump, he'd be double nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, and Trump got nominated for five peace prizes. How many presidents do you know that's been nominated for five?
Well, I know could be five, but I know he's done the work for it. Jared Kushner's done a good job on that. But people don't understand, and this is the whole deal on this election, all right? Why is mail-in voting so important? Because after Election Day, they will know how many votes they need where to win the election, and guess what? Those votes are going to magically appear.
That's why they're throwing
it. And you know as well as I do, Joseph, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, they're already doing it. They're doing it here in New Mexico. In fact, in San Miguel County, they just busted some voter fraud going on there with voter suppression. Guy went in, one of my friends went in over there to vote in person, and they turned him away, said, nope, you got to vote by ballot, which is illegal.
Well, I mean, you know.
You know.
And that's the whole point. I mean, this has got to be completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely mm-hmm. astray. And as you pointed out several times, I don't watch a lot of it, but I know you do. These Biden rallies, there's nobody there. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's got thousands and thousands of people every rally that he has.
Speaking of that,
they want you to believe that. They want you to believe that Biden's leading all.
Well, speaking of that, brother, just today he had a rally. Oh, it wasn't yesterday. Had a rally. Nobody showed up. Not one person. Then they had a car rally for Biden. Not one person showed up to that either.
And then,
you know,
I have to try to find the article back, Joseph, but they just had 500 doctors come out and said that this thing, now, people don't get us wrong, all right? There is a virus out there, the COVID-19, and
mm-hmm.
if you want to call it a super flu, go ahead and call it a super flu.
Russell had it. Carmelita had it. Virgil had it. I mean, yeah, it's real. But they're not telling the whole facts. They're not telling you what's really there.
These doctors have come out and said they played on panic, which I explained the last couple of shows, what it
mm-hmm.
takes to brainwash a populace. Okay, now
mm-hmm.
this has gone on worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
500 doctors have come out and said that this is the biggest crime ever perpetrated on the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, even the CDC, he came out yesterday and said, look, you need to stop the lockdown. He actually finally admitted, stop the lockdowns. They don't make sense why you're doing this. It's not going to help anything. That was from the CDC himself.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know.
Anyway, but what I want to point out is look what's happening worldwide. You had the populace, Hong Kong, Europe, China, Germany,
mm-hmm.
The Middle East. You had millions of people in the streets protesting and demanding that these leaders step down and this stuff come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
COVID. Oh, yeah. Protesting is still going on in some of these countries.
It ceased. It pretty much didn't assist because they
mm-hmm.
scared everybody into submission.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Oh, well, yeah, true.
And that's all this is. And I'm telling you, this, you're not going to be able to believe the results of this campaign.
Right. And here's the thing about that. The reason why they're harsh on Bear right now, because they know if there is actually a tie, she could break the tiebreaker. That's why they don't want her in there. That's the real reason. You know?
Well,
don't you agree?
I mean, it's the whole court thing. They've lost control of the court with Amy being put on the court, sellout known as John Roberts,
mm-hmm.
ineffective now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know John Roberts is—he's corrupt. He's corrupt. I hate to say it, but he's corrupt.
Well, I don't know if he's corrupt as much as he. There's something he's being blackmailed over.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
over the Epstein. It's over the Epstein files.
Say, I've seen no concrete evidence, though, but
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of that pointed out, so that would definitely be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, but speaking of China, brother, I don't know if you heard, this came out yesterday. I've actually get military news and stuff, and apparently China is sitting up across the Canadian border right now for a possible invasion. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Yes, I heard there were 17,000 troops sitting just on our northern border, and it's going to lead right back down to what you and George talked about. When Trump wins this thing and they child corruption and it gets called out, I mean, they have their plan laid out for chaos. Excuse me a little bit there, ladies and gentlemen. For whatever reason, I'm fighting hiccups. You know, they have their plan for this chaos and election stuff laid out. And the first thing the UN is already trying to step in. And that's what you're going to see happen. And it's going to spiral out of control very quickly, I'm afraid. And for those of you that are going, bring it, I don't think you have any idea what you're asking for. I really don't.
Right. Now, we said it many times on the show. You mean, you know, you want it, but then again, you don't want it because of the consequences that's going to follow right behind that. And it's not good.
Don't misunderstand me. You know, a lot of people are like, well, you just hate the government. No, I do not hate the government. Our forefathers came up with the best system of self-government laid out by them with the hand of God on it that has ever been devised for self-government. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights is absolute genius.
But and that's why, go ahead, brother.
We have allowed ourselves in the name of safety to be led so far away from it that it is no longer recognizable. Am I wrong, Joseph?
I know you're 100% right. I mean, look at the educational backgrounds of these liberals and stuff. They don't even understand the Constitution like we do. And everything. If you remember, after Lavoie died, we interviewed an FBI agent from Portland, Oregon, who read us their federal constitution. It's nothing like ours. Nothing like what we have today. Do you remember that?
Yep, I sure do.
You know, it was scary. It was very scary. See, federal agents, they don't follow our constitutions. They follow. You know, so, but again, you're 100% correct, brother. You know, they want to control us. They want to take our freedom away from us. They don't want us to govern ourselves. You know, that's what this fight is about, support socialism, you know, stuff. I mean, look at all the bullshit and chaos we're seeing now. It's like you said, if Trump wins, either way, whoever wins, shit's still going to go down. I hate to say it, but I see it both ways.
And you know, and how many times have you heard Kamala Harris say in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, if I'm elected president? How many times have you heard her say that?
Quite a few times. First thing she's got to do is... First thing she's got to do is sign the gun control bill law into effect, confiscate all of our guns.
Well,
first thing she said, that's what she said.
Well, first of all, she's a vice presidential candidate, so that should give you a clue. And this whole 25th Amendment stuff that Pelosi's talking about, that's not got nothing to do with going on with Trump right now. They've already decided with the mail-in voting and all, they have this election stolen. This is for moving Biden out of the way so that Harris can be president in all her far-left radicalness.
Yep, exactly. And everybody's seeing it and stuff, but, you know, it's like me and my roommate was talking earlier today. These Democrats, they don't care. They don't care if you know. They really don't. They don't give a shit.
Well, you see, you got to understand, Joseph, and I hate to use this term, but I really don't know any other way to put it.
Go for
but
it.
The last two generations have been absolutely so dumbed down by the government-run indoctrination system that they have no idea about anything about history. They've been sold that socialism is the way, and it's perfect, and everybody's equal. And none of them have been taught a friggin' thing about what happened in Russia, China, Cuba, anything like that. They actually think Marxists are heroes. Now, so how much of the blame can you actually put on those people? I mean, you know, they have been failed badly by indoctrination centers, and they have never been showed enough side. And I don't know whether some of this falls on us or being too busy to see what was going on around us.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the hiccups. But,
never apologize, brother.
But, you know, I actually think they've been so dumbed down that they don't even know what they're asking for, Joseph. What's your
thought? No, they don't. They don't. I mean, look, we've seen it in Portland. We've seen it in Seattle. And we see it everywhere. They don't know. I mean, I've seen personal interviews. You know, these young kids have no idea what's going on. They really don't. They go out to the streets now and talk to one of them and ask them questions. They're going to look at you and start singing. Because they're going to sing and say, hey, we don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth.
Well, the thing of it is, because I don't think that they don't want to hear the truth. I think it's the fact that they don't know what the truth is. They just know one thing, and that's this group thing, socialism is utopia thing that they've been said since kindergarten. Indoctrination centers known as our public school systems. And
right, that's like,
I think that they're incapable of free thinking, Joseph.
Some are, some. You know, I've been talking to a few. I've been praising this one girl. She's an ex-liberal. You know, she just got recently converted. We call it conversion. You know, she got red-pilled. She's only been at it for 3 months, but she said the same thing you just said. Most of them can't think for themselves. We asked her, so how did you come about accepting the terms? You know, she said she watched this movie. I have to go back and figure out what movie it was. I have to go to a conversation. But she watched this movie, and it snapped her out of it and brought her into the realization of it, of everything that's going on. She's like, my God, she didn't realize they were that bad. You know?
Oh, yeah, man. There's one going around right now. Forgive me, I can't think of the name of it, but it's about how social media has influenced everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think that's the one.
Oh, yeah?
She was describing, you know, and everything. And there's a bunch of them starting to wake up now, and they're basically in their 30s, you know. And I told her, I said, wow, you know, she's been asking me all kinds of questions, you know. But I told her, I said, don't soak in too much information or fry your brain, you know. But that's how eager she is, wanting to know, wanting to learn what she missed out on and everything. So, you know, Sierra, my hat's off to you, young lady. I know you're, and she's one of our new listeners, so I promised her a shout out. So, so she's getting there. And also, I want to do a shout out to actress Chrissy Alley. She's one of our listeners, too. So, you know who she is, right? Chrissy Alley. And so she's one of our listeners. So, hey, Christy, thank you for listening to us. So, but, you know, but basically, that's all it is. All these young minds are all so fucked up. I mean, it's horrible to watch. Even with my son in his state, you know how fucked up his mind got.
Yeah.
And you know, and he's 21 years old, and we're still trying to help him, you know, and everything. But you know, but it's hard to reach these kids. It's really hard. You know.
I raised
mine a hell of a lot better than that, you know. It's like, what the hell did I do? You know, that's the question their parents are asking, you know.
On a side note, did you see our sister out there, Lucretia, and that kick-ass Blexit Alley rally they had going?
Ha-ha, I didn't see that.
Oh, man, they must have had... probably 2,000 people there, man. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. Was that the one in Florida? The truck rally?
It was...
I did see that one. Oh, Washington. That was in Washington where Lucretia, our friend Lucretia was up there. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome. That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so, but anyhow, I don't know, brother. I mean, there's hope. I believe there's hope, you know, and everything. I do know that we're going to probably, I've been able to predict this, and I've been saying this. I'm going to see several blue states flip red. And I'll name you a few. New Mexico. Possibly New York. Possibly parts of California is going to flip. Everybody's tired of all the bullshit.
Yeah, but those elections are so rigged. I don't think it's possible.
I know. I hear you. Yeah. Well, our governor's planning to shut the state down on Thursday over nothing, mind you. We're not that much in big numbers in the COVID cases, but she wants to shut the state down. And why? Because tomorrow is early voting.
Yeah.
You know, which is illegal, by the way. But that's what they're going to do. I guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around what we're seeing happening right now. I mean, I watch the numbers at these rallies and stuff, and then I see the numbers up there. On these polls and stuff, and it's just that guy.
I don't believe in polls.
It's reality.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm
the same way. But at the same time, you know, I'd like to see what the internal polling was on some of these.
Right.
We never get to see any of that. But you know. I think the country as a whole, like I said, man, there's some things that I don't like that's gone on, but I think it's going to take a second time to get that straightened out. And all these investigations go away.
We said it, Virgil Russell, we said it, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen with that. It's just going to go away. The corrupt ain't gonna arrest the corrupt. We already know all this.
I don't think they're gonna have any choice if Trump gets the second election.
He was pissed Sunday.
If you follow some of the latest intel dumps that come out, I mean, this shit's just undeniable.
Oh, I've been reading all that. Oh, Trump was pissed off Sunday. He was chewing A.G. Barr's ass out something fierce. You know?
Yeah.
He really was. From what I heard, he was throwing the F-ball, but this came from close sources. You know?
Yeah.
I do got friends that are connected. They were telling me that even on a radio show he did, he was dropping F-bombs, but not like he was doing with A.G. Barr.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I don't know, brother. I believe there's hope. I think we could save our country. Everybody knows. Everybody's waking up to the fact And I'm seeing more and more blacks, actually, lots and lots of black people waking up, lots of Latinos, lots of Native Americans. I've never seen Native Americans wake up the way they are, especially here in New Mexico. I'm like shocked.
Well, you know,
that's why we're going to flip red here, you know.
You know, and Biden and Harris can't even get the messages straight. You know,
mm-hmm.
Biden come out and said, oh, I've never said we're going to end. So I've seen Kamala go out there going, oh, yeah, it's coming to an end, da 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 da. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just a gap. Wow. You know,
I know.
How stupid do they have to think the American people are to go out there and tell you something 108 degrees difference from what they told you 3 or 4 months ago, and you're so
right.
You know,
right. Biden came out and said, the only reason I had food in my home is because some black woman was stocking shelves at the grocery store. How racist is that?
Yeah.
You know, stupid stuff. But if it was Trump saying that, oh, man, they'd go after him like nothing. You know,
well,
and like Russell, I have issues with Trump, too. I'm not a Trump cultist, you know. I do have some issues with what he is, you know, to cut his pipelines. We actually, me, Russell Virgil, we were protesting on that when that happened, you know, and everything and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of issues, the gun control issues. There's, I still got that video in the back of my head, but I still see a problem with that.
Well,
I'm sorry, but I do.
You know, it's just, another thing is extending, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we got to remember, Trump's side kind of been in a position to where get
mm-hmm.
done what he wants to do for the military to rebuild it. He had to swallow some pretty ugly pills to get what he wanted, and I can
mm-hmm.
understand that. And while I have an issue with it, I'm willing to overlook that part of it because everything else he said
mm-hmm.
that he was going to do that he has done and is still doing. And I
mm-hmm.
think the second term may be when the hammer
we'll
gets
see something.
Some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so
we'll start.
I'm willing to wait and see. And like,
yeah,
well, overall, I would give our president an A-. I really would.
You're right. Same here. I'll give him an A minus. I mean, you know, true. He brought the economy up. He put a lot of workers out there. I mean, he's brought, back before, if you remember, Russell, I talked about it many times about my health care plan. I had shit with Obamacare. Okay, recently, I'm getting all kinds of things now with this new health care plan. Oh, my gosh. I'm like all happy, you know. I could order stuff. I actually just supplied myself with about 3 years worth of vitamins and stuff, you know, but I could actually send you some of those. But, you know, the stuff that, and my premiums are way down. I can get my heart medicines again.
Well,
you know,
my premium stayed about the same, but I changed
mm-hmm.
insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got so much more for what I'm paying for my dollars.
Exactly.
One example, my copay on one deal I do was $60. It's a once-a-week deal. I go do that, help build a car so it's back up to my knees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was costing me $60 a pop under Obama. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then now I go in there, nothing changed. Same thing, it's $6.
Mm-hmm. That's way better.
Yeah, like $50.
You know what I paid? I was paying about the same $50, but when I changed plans and stuff, I'm with Presbyterian Healthcare, full all of it. I mean, but now that I'm with them, I pay $0.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean. There's a
big difference.
And people just got to understand, man, you know, every election they tell you, oh, this is the most important election of our lifetime. Da 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 da, this is one thing and another.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it actually is. Because I tell you what, you will not recognize America in a year.
I barely. Right. Oh, you think it's bad now? I barely recognize her now, but we won't recognize her at all, like you said, within a year.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be gone. It'll be gone.
You know, it just boils down to, and there's a lot of things I can tolerate, and there's a lot of things I won't tolerate, but I'm sorry, you and I grew up in a different era. Me, you, Virgil, people listening to the show, we grew up in a time they were still a bunch of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since the NDAA, Bush 43, is when the big globalist push started with the possible attack known as 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2000, in 19 years, we have gone from freedom to practically a police state.
Exactly. And we're almost there. We're almost there.
Well, we are there. It can only get worse here unless, you know, we stand up and fight it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, brother, it's almost that time. You want to keep going, or do you want to cut it all, call it a night, or?
I think I want to call it a night, bro. I'm sick of fighting these hiccups. I'm sorry.
All right. Sound like you're busy back there, but we'll come back tomorrow night. Hopefully, Roger could join us tomorrow. He's on the road and everything. So, but I tell you what, guys, we just got to hang in there. I mean, we got 3 weeks left and everything. It's going to get worse. But we just got to hang tough and hang in there.
Go vote in person.
And I'm doing that tomorrow because tomorrow's early voting. So thankfully, I'll get to vote before they shut the state down.
I think early voting in Texas Thursday, and I will be there to do that. So anyway, stay strong, America. We love you, people, and keep your powder dry and your heads up.
All right, brother McKay, sir, careful and be safe out there. And to all our listeners, we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Good night, everybody.
There's something happening here.